Hi, this is Dr. Tizel dictating a psychiatric evaluation on a Julia Giles, first name J-U-I-L-A, last name G-I-E-S-E, date of birth 10-15-1975, date of evaluation 3-22-2023. New paragraph, patient is a 47-year-old single female, residing with her mother, comma, unemployed bookkeeper, comma, disabled since 2006, comma, referred to this office as her former provider closed her practice for medication evaluation and management of schizophrenia and ADHD symptomatology, period. Today's session was conducted through video conferencing in which the patient gave consent for telehealth services, period. New paragraph. Patient states that her previous psychiatric provider was Rose Peterson for the past 2 years, period. She has been prescribed on Invega ER 6 milligrams a day for the past 2 years for control of auditory hallucinations, period. She has also been prescribed on Klonopin 0.5 milligrams a day, which she takes as needed when feeling anxious, period. Patient is also prescribed on Ritalin 20 to 40 milligrams a day, which she states she takes as needed for ADHD symptomatology, as well as helping with her depression, period. Patient stated that since the pandemic, she has been feeling more stressed, period. In 2019, she lost her stepfather, period. Patient currently describes having a good relationship with her mother, although she states she worries about her mother's health since she is 76 years old, period. Patient also describes being in a stable relationship with her boyfriend for the past 9 years, period. She describes that she is in a good place now in regards to her medication, controlling her symptomatology, period. She describes still hearing voices, but, quote, more so in the background and more so when she's anxious, end of quote, period. Patient states if the voices are too bad, she becomes dysphoric in manner, and at that time sometimes takes Ritalin, which helps calm her and improve her mood, period. Patient also describes having sensitivity issues, period. Patient reports sleeping from 11 p.m. to 6 or 9 a.m., period. She describes her sleep as stable, period. She takes Klonopin 0.25 milligrams at bedtime, period. She describes her appetite as being stable, period. She states she doesn't take the Ritalin consistently as it, quote, deadens her brain, end of quote, but it does help her with exhaustion and lack of motivation, period. Patient states her auditory hallucinations are controlled on Invega 6 milligrams daily, and she had never been prescribed on a higher dose than this, period. Patient reports spending the day going out with her mother as well as friends, keeping the house clean, period. She does not drive, period. Patient reports drinking alcohol socially, averaging once a month, period. She denies any illicit substance usage, period. New paragraph, psychiatric history. Patient was first psychiatrically hospitalized in 2006, period. This followed the time when her father died, comma, she lost her dog, comma, and lost her apartment, period. She had been in Boston at that time and had experienced command auditory hallucinations, period. As a result, she overdosed on aspirin but then called 911, period. She stated she did not want to die, period. She was initially hospitalized in Boston and then transferred to Stony Brook University Hospital in New York, period. In 2018, patient described having had a second suicide attempt, at that time due to voices commenting negatively on her, period. She had overdosed on Xanax at that time, period. Her mother found her, brought her to the hospital, period. Patient had also reportedly been drinking at that time, period. She stated her overdose was more so an impulsive act, period. She described her father as having been ill at that time, period. Patient was also in therapy at that time, period. She denies any suicide attempts since then, period, feels that her medication helps her, and she now is more in control of her voices, period. Patient stated she was last in therapy before COVID, period. Patient denies any history of aggression towards others, period. She no longer describes any incidents of impulsivity, period. She does describe having a history of social phobia, period. Patient reported having been prescribed on antidepressants in the past, but did not find them beneficial, period. New paragraph, medical history. Patient has an allergy to Haldol-unspecified, period. Patient is 5'10", wearing a size 10 dress, period. She has a history of seasonal allergies, period. Status postmenopausal with LMP 1 year ago, period. No reported history of surgeries, period. Medical history essentially negative and non-contributory with no reported acute somatic complaints, period. Most recent labs in 2020 were reportedly within normal limits, period. Family/social history. New paragraph. Family/social history. Patient has a half-brother who is younger than her, period. He has also been diagnosed as having schizophrenia, period. Patient stated that her father died in 2006, period. Her stepfather died in 2019, period. She describes her mother as having a history of anxiety, period. Patient states she also has a cousin who has a history of anxiety and depression, period. Patient's paternal uncle had a history of schizophrenia, period. No reported history of suicide in the family, period. No reported history of substance abuse issues in the family, period. Patient stated she was date raped in college, and the person who date raped her then committed suicide and died, period. Patient reports having graduated from Bimington University in 1997, having been a Spanish major, period. New paragraph, mental status examination at time of evaluation revealed a 47-year-old female, casually groomed in appropriate attire, period. Pleasant and cooperative on interview, maintaining good eye contact, period. Psychomotor activity level within normal limits, period. Speech spontaneous, normal productive, goal-directed, period. Mood neutral, describing periods of anxiety, mainly with concerns over her mother's well-being, although she did admit that her mother is physically healthy, period. She denies any current auditory or visual hallucinations, period. In the past, she described them sometimes coming on as background noise, but no specific voices per se, period. Mainly, she describes the voices of being past friends, but she describes being able to differentiate that they are not real, period. No evidence of any acute overt delusional beliefs, period. Patient denies any suicidal or homicidal ideation, period. She reportedly repeatedly stated that she is stable on her current medication regimen and feels she is in a good place now and just wants to maintain her well-being, period, awake, alert, oriented, times four, with no evidence of any gross cognitive deficits, period. New paragraph, diagnoses, F20.0, paranoid schizophrenia, history of F90.9, unspecified attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, period. History of F40.10, social anxiety disorder, period. New paragraph, recommendations. As the patient reports being stable on her current regimen for the past 5 years, we'll continue the same for now, period. She is to continue Invega ER 6 milligrams daily, period. She is to continue Ritalin 10 milligrams QID, period. She is to continue Clonopin 0.5 milligrams TID, PRN, period. Information on GeneSight psychotropic pharmacogenomic testing was given, period. Patient was also provided a list for individual therapy referrals with Medicare providers, period. Patient is to have ongoing medical follow-up and routine labs, including blood pressure monitoring, with most recent labs, including EKG, to be forwarded to this office for review, period. Patient is to return to this office in 3 weeks, at which time she'll follow up with a nurse practitioner, period. This is the end of dictation. Thank you so much. Goodbye.